My name is Jochem Hendricks, and the title of the piece in the exhibition is Light, which is the first part, containing of three drawings, and After Image, which is the second part, containing of another three drawings. Those six drawings, in a way, belong together because it was one session of producing them. And those drawings are the series of those drawings are called Eye Drawings, which is, I would even say, a sort of invention. As far as I'm concerned, nobody ever drew with his eyes directly. Well, basically, the eye drawings appeared in my mind as a possibility to make drawings without my hands. It took a very long time to find the technology to do that. You have to be aware that the series of drawings started in 1991. Nobody will remember anymore that at that time, simply nobody had a computer at home. And the technology I used at that time for producing the eye drawings is, of course, based on computer technology. It's a mixture of infrared, video, and computer techniques. That was highly sophisticated in the 1990 or 1991. So I did a lot of research to find these machines, and I was very, very happy to find them because I wasn't sure that something like that exists. I'm not coming from technology. I'm an artist who uses all kinds of tools, and one of my tools is, for example, technology or scientific... how should I put that? It's based on cooperations with scientists. But this is only one part of my work. I started in 1991. I started with very simple subjects like drawing portraits, or very, very traditional subjects like drawing portraits. I went on to more abstract motifs. For example, and I still remember that very well, the very first one of these abstract ones was a drawing called Nothing. What means that at the end of a long day of working at this institute, making drawings, I was extremely tired and I didn't want to see anything anymore or to look at anything anymore. So I sat in front of a white wall and gazed at this wall without looking at anything. Now, the six drawings which are in the exhibition here at ICC are called Light and After Image. Light was the situation that I stared into a burning light bulb for something like 10 minutes. And after that, as you can imagine, I had a fireworks of after image inside of my eye. And I decided right away to add another session and recorded the movements of my eyes looking at something that is inside of my eyes, the after image. So those drawings, in a way, belong together, Light and After Image, and this is highly strongly related to the exhibition here, which is even called Light Inside. I think we have a strong connect with what I said before, that even the titles have something to do with each other. On one hand, you have the very obvious connection between making a drawing called Light and an exhibition which is called Light. And in a way, there is a similarity between the two drawings and the title, which is made of two words. Like light is in a way the light bulb, and light inside is the after image, which is an image inside of my eyes, which I drew. So I think the connection between my work and the exhibition and the subject of the exhibition is very, very obvious. And it's even, how shall I put it? It's I found it even funny that there is a piece right next to mine which handles the same subject by, please help me with his name, the Japanese artist with a strobe.
Yukio Fujimoto.
Right. Mm. And he did that very early too, as I read on the caption card, 1986 or 7, 88. So there is a connection between my work and even the works of other artists like him. Yeah. I mean, I said a lot of times already, and I told you too, that for me, I look at this series of drawings like it was done by somebody else, because I did it long ago, and it's in a way surprising for myself too now. And it's really true. It's a kind of a fundamental work. Yeah, it was when I compare to the other colleagues here on the floor, or what I see when I look around in exhibitions or in museums, it was very early. Maybe it was too early. It caused a lot of problems for me in the art world. I would still say that it's probably very European. I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the basic interest, or the first interest, was to cut off the tool end. What is something like an old artist's dream, that you draw what you see directly. We know that, all of us know that this tool, hand, arm, hardly ever does what it's supposed to do. It produces failures. So it's a kind of dream to just take away the tool and be able to create things more directly. That was the first step, what is for sure a European thing. And the second one is something that I suppose is European too, which is related to the big subject of consciousness. I'm very much interested not only in this group of works, but in quite a lot of my works, in the question how is consciousness created? How do I turn out to be the person I am? And this is strongly related to the question, to the fact that what I see and what like the input, the visual input, creates my consciousness. So how does it, in a physical way, how does reality get into my head, and what does my brain make out of it? And this is a very strong point of the eye drawings. And it even is physical, because it's a recording of what I see, and it's a recording of the physical eye movement. And this combination creates a real trace of the input of information. This is in a certain way, it's very simple, but it creates a very sophisticated background. And this is always something that I'm strongly interested in, to have material and to have a result of artwork that is not too sophisticated, that is not only for specialists, that is not related to daily life anymore, but it's supposed to have a strong background. So if you get into it, you have lots of resources and lots of layers that you can get deeper and deeper, and you still find something. And I think the eye drawings have something of it.